come home. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. The singers sang about it. Oh, the cross where Jesus died, shed his blood and gave his life for you and I. Our sins erased, no longer lost. Our debt was paid. We are saved. Oh, the cross. And in that sacrifice and in that powerful demonstration, there is a message for each of us. And that message is come home. Come home. Isaiah the prophet said it this way in Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. One translation says that our sins have a way of cutting us off from God. And because of sin, a holy God turns away. But then at Calvary, he looks back towards us and he says, come home. Your sin don't have to separate you from me anymore. Is there anybody that's thankful for a God that loves us that much? Praise the name of the Lord. Without the cross, we are all helplessly lost. But because of the cross, welcome home. Welcome home. Whatever you think, whatever you've been told, however you have felt distanced from God, it is immaterial at this moment because of the message of Calvary. And maybe, just maybe, in a crowd this size, with all of our plans for Easter Sunday, and I know dinner is probably at the top of the list right now, but maybe there is somebody here that in your heart you can say, my longing for love still has not gone away. I am desperate. I am searching. I am broken by pain. I'm looking for answers, but nothing seems right. That may only be one, but I want to say, welcome home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Maybe, just maybe, someone can relate to the reality that sin has a way of seducing all of us. And we reach for things outside of the will of God, thinking this will be it, only to be devastated and broken by a payoff that does not satisfy. For all of us that know that experience, the cross is preaching a message to us, come home. There is a solution for sin. Come home. There is a remedy for spiritual failure. Just come home. There is a pathway that leads to the Father. Come home. Come home. Come home today. That's the message of the cross. That's why the old timers would sing, and I won't hurt anybody by singing now. We've heard such beautiful singing. But they would say in song, near the cross, near the cross. In other words, if you can just get me to Calvary, I can find my way back to God. I can come home. What an awesome Savior, amen? That song says, near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beams around me. There is a searchlight in this sanctuary today, and it beams from the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. as if God himself is looking for someone and he's saying, you feel too far from me. Come home. You have religion, you have church, you have your Easter Sunday best. But Calvary is more than just religion. And the cross is even greater than saying we're Christians. The cross says, come home. Come home. Is there anybody that would raise a hand as if to say, thank you for that day, Lord, when I heard your voice calling me home? Thank you for that service, Lord, when I felt your spirit drawing me home. Thank you for that song or that sermon when nothing else mattered in that moment but the clear call of Jesus saying, come on home, my child. Come on home. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's an old preacher story. Unfortunately, some of our preacher stories are not true. And I don't even know if this one is true. But it's a story that you can just imagine could be true. Of a little boy that lived in a city. His house was not in the wealthiest neighborhood, but it was next to the church, and on that church was a steeple. On that steeple was a cross, and he would play throughout the neighborhood, and he was small, he was young, but he always knew where he lived because he lived right next to that old church. And the story goes, and I don't know if it's true for this boy, but it might be true for one of you, that as the evening grew near one particular afternoon, he had strayed a little bit further from his neighborhood than he normally would. And as it began to grow dark, he looked around, did not recognize the houses, did not recognize the street. And he became so fearful that he could not find his way back home. So finally, after looking and running and trying to find, he ran into a police officer. The police officer said, well, what street do you live on? His mind was so blown by being lost, he couldn't remember even practically his name. So the police officer started taking him around down this street, down that street, until finally the little boy's eyes got real big. He said, that's it, it's over there. What do you mean? He said, I think I can see that steeple there. That's the church we live next door to. On the steeple, there's that cross. And if you can just get me to the cross, I can find my way home from there. Come home today. You who are weary, come home. If you've drifted far from God, I'm not judging you or saying you're some horrible sinner. I'm just saying Calvary is preaching a message. Come home. Come home. Come home. When Jesus walked this earth, he gave so many compelling examples of his love. He accomplished so many miracles that changed the lives of people. But there is one parable that remains famous to this day that I want to recall your attention to. Some of you know the story of the prodigal son. And what I love about that story is it seems to be the attempt of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to cry out to humanity in that simple account, come home, come home, come home. And many of you are aware of the boy that drifted away from dad, spent his life living his own way until he lost everything. And the scripture says, when he came to himself, he said, I will arise and go to my father's house. Oh, what an awesome miracle. What an awesome testimony. But the best part of the story is not the repentance of the son. It is the reaction of the father. I know the repentance of the son is essential. We can't ignore the need for somebody today to say, enough of this, I've got to come home. But the reaction of the father That's what's got me stoked today. Because the Bible says when he saw his boy that had wandered far from home and fell into all kinds of sin, but when he saw him, the Bible says, even a great way off, that daddy put on his running shoes and he ran to meet his boy. He grabbed him, he hugged him, got him close to his neck. He told everybody in the house, let's have a party, for this my son was lost, but now he's found. This my son was dead, but he's alive again. Hey, everybody, come home. Hey, somebody, come home. Come home. Praise God. And as compelling as that story is, the world is still filled with lost people far from God. And from the Garden of Eden until this Easter Sunday, God has one message for each of us and all of them. Come home. Come home. Come home. And when the parable couldn't do enough to bring lost sons and daughters home, the Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And John said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And so there he is on the cross with the crown of thorn upon his head, the spear in his side, the nails in his hands and feet. And he's saying, come home, come home. Don't ever believe that I don't love you. Come home. Don't ever believe that I'll stop loving you. Come home. Don't ever believe there's not a place beside me for you. Come home. Don't ever believe all of the lies that you might hear or tell. Don't even believe if religion fails you or the church fails you. Just come home. Just come home. And my hope and prayer is this, as we close this service on this Easter Sunday, is that somebody will hear the message of the cross, and in your own way, you will say, Jesus, I want to be just a little bit closer to you this Easter. I want to come in to that place where I can feel right at home in your holy presence. And for this great crowd of believers, for this wonderful gathering, and I'm sure so many that have served the Lord for a long time, can I remind you that it's possible for some of us here today to feel right at home? Oh, preacher, that's a good message, but my life's pretty good right now. Me and Jesus, we may not be as close as maybe we should be, but he's right on the line if I need him. Can I just remind you that his call that rings clear, come home, it's a reminder to each of us that this world is not our home. And if Calvary was for anything, it was not to just make our lives more comfortable here. It was to get us ready for that eternal home. And this close to the coming of the Lord, I feel like Calvary's message is loud and clear on this Easter Sunday. With all the trouble in our world and with all the uncertainty that's in the future of our generation, the message of Calvary is crying out to us, hey, don't ever forget, I have a place prepared for you. I've got mansions for you. I've got an eternal destiny for you. I go and prepare a place for you. And the message of the cross today is, come home, come home, where there's no tears, there's no sorrow, there's no pain, there's no problems. Hey, y'all, come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. And so I say that we are surrounded by so many witnesses. And we have received the message of Calvary one more Easter Sunday. And it urges us, it compels us lay aside every weight and every sin and run with patience all the way home. All the way home. Get out of my way, sin. I'm coming home. Get out of my way, devil. I'm coming home. Get out of my way, worldliness. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. And if there is a message from the cross today for all of us, it is this: looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. What was the joy that in a service just like this, and in a room full with so many good people, we would get the message: this world is not my home. No matter how bad I got it down here, no matter how good I got it down here, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm going to lay aside every weight. I'm going to get everything. I'm going to make sure my family knows that my eternal home is what matters most. Would you bow your heads with me right now? Lord Jesus, today, I pray that every person in this building will hear the message of the cross right now. We are too sinful, all of us, to be saved without the cross. And we are too loved, all of us, to be lost because of the cross. Help us, Lord, in this sanctuary to hear the message today, to focus on the cross today. Lord, don't let sin, don't let circumstance stop anybody here from your love, from your plan, from repentance, from baptism in your name, from being filled with your Spirit. And most of all, Lord, don't let anything stop anyone from coming home. In Jesus' name we pray.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's watching and waiting for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Is calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Oh, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Is calling.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Calling.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Would you stand with me? The atmosphere is perfect right now. As you heard earlier in the service, we are taking time at the end of this Easter Sunday service to pray for anybody that has any kind of need. If you're sick in your body or if you have other kinds of needs, we have elders and prayer warriors that will be coming here in a moment. We will pray for you and Jesus Christ will heal and help and save. If you've never repented of your sins, if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, we have some elders that will meet you right over here on this side of the platform. We have at least one that's getting ready to be baptized here in just a moment. But while so many people are moving forward in just a few moments, you don't have to stay long, but I want some people to slip up to this altar when everybody else comes. And I don't want you to come to join this church. I don't want you to come just because you're a believer. I want you to come to say, Lord, I just got to get closer to you. I got to have more than just my religion and my Christianity. I need the message of the cross to pull me in to that place where I'm not just living for this life. I'm getting ready for eternity. And because so many people will be coming at the same time, you will not be pointed out. You will not be singled out. You will be not made to be embarrassed. But there will be ministers that will come and pray with you so that the power of the cross and the love of the cross would reach you. And so my prayer is this. Why should we tarry? Jesus is pleading for you and for me to get past just another church service and just another Easter Sunday and say, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Would you come? Everybody come. Would you come if you want prayer? Would you come if you need a miracle? Would you come if you believe that your heart is getting ready for heaven? Would you come if you want a miracle in your life right now? Elders, ministers, help us pray. Prayer warriors, intercessors, help us pray. In these few moments, somebody's coming home. Somebody's coming home.